I'm going to start this afternoon by thanking the entire coalition, or the Association of Rehabilitation and Community Providers. And as was suggested, it's a very large, very diverse organization, and we are, as a legislature, very sensitive to the needs, happy to serve your needs. But today I want to talk about Senate Bill 21. It's also known as Employment First. It will help thousands of hardworking, capable people with disabilities find employment that suits their skills and helps them to thrive. Pennsylvania has had an internal Employment First policy as a state for over 20 years. What we have lacked are some checks and balances within the system. So our proposal today sets standards for accountability to make the state government keeping its commitment to seek out and hire qualified people with disabilities. We also want to make sure that when we work with business, industry, and the nonprofit sector, that we are encouraging them as much as we can possibly do to hire people with disabilities into meaningful jobs as well. Each year, approximately 17,000 Pennsylvania high schoolers with disabilities graduate into the workforce. That's 17,000. People with disabilities in our state are willing and they're able to work. This legislation, Senate Bill 21, is a commitment to provide them with the opportunities they are asking for, and I personally believe that they deserve. Senate Bill 21, along with its companion legislation, House Bill 1641, which is sponsored by one of my good friends, Representative Brian Cutler, has garnered strong bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate. The results of these bills will be a number of positive changes for the disabilities and business communities, including the following. It will result in dynamic change in employment support for people with disabilities. It places a priority on putting competitive employment opportunities for people with disabilities at the forefront of Pennsylvania policy. And it encourages agencies that provide services and support to people with disabilities to coordinate efforts to ensure state programs, policies, procedures, and funding support provide competitive employment in integrated settings for these people with disabilities who are of working age. Individuals with disabilities deserve a real opportunity to be part of the Pennsylvania workforce, Pennsylvania economy, and to contribute to their communities. As providers of health and human services, thank you for all that you do as you work with these people and for your commitment to effective, efficient, and high-quality personal care. Thank you again for inviting me today. It's been my pleasure, and it's just the beginning.